Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A sheriff's deputy pulled over a vehicle driven by 26-year-old Donald Lee Lester of Eureka near Tompkins Hill Road in Fortuna. And then things got interesting. The CHP had issued a stolen vehicle alert for the car Lester was driving, and when the deputy contacted Lester, he told the officer that he hadn't stolen the car. He had been told to deliver a pound of marijuana to Eureka. A search of Lester and the vehicle turned up the pound of weed, as well as some meth, and later, five counterfeit $100 bills were reportedly in Lester's wallet. Lester, who is on searchable probation, was booked into county jail on charges of vehicle theft, drug possession, DUI, and possession of counterfeit currency. Sheriff's deputies arrested three men outside a residence on Railroad Avenue in McKinleyville Wednesday night after receiving a call about trespassing and vandalism. The homeowner was alerted to a disturbance by his 10-year-old daughter, and after checking the surveillance camera he had set up, he saw a man on his front porch unscrewing the light bulb from the porch light and attempting to gain entry. He called 911. When the first deputy arrived, he attempted to contact 33-year-old Eureka resident Tyrone Douglas, who had forced open a locked gate and was allegedly approaching the house after detaining Douglas, who told the deputy he had a loaded pistol in a shoulder holster under his jacket. The deputy then contacted and detained 30-year-old Jorge Roscoe of Eureka, as well as 25-year-old Ross Moriel of Oakland. It's discovered that Roscoe had three warrants out in his name for DUI, and he was also in possession of live 357 pistol ammunition. A magnum was discovered later, tossed away in a bush. The homeowner told deputies he had no idea who the men were or why they were on his property, casing his home. The city of Arcata announced that it will award two citizens with a $1,500 reward for their information that led to the arrest of the arsonists who burned down the Visade Park playground last September. The city offered a $1,000 reward, and local attorney Kathleen Bryson kicked in another $500 for information about the incident. After investigation, Arcata police arrested three juveniles in connection with the arson. In the weeks that followed, folks from around the county donated money to cover the city's insurance deductible, and others donated labor and equipment to rebuild the park, which was reopened with a ceremony in late October. It's a new superintendent for Eureka Schools, reporter Dan Squire, with more.
The Board of Trustees at Eureka City Schools has announced that it expects that the ratification of a contract between the district and Dr. Fred Van Vleck will result in Van Vleck taking over as the new superintendent of Eureka Schools. The ratification will take place at the next meeting on Wednesday, the 21st, and he comes to Eureka from his position as Assistant Superintendent of Business Services for the Ceres Unified School District in Stanislaus County. Van Vleck's career began as a teacher, and he has also been a principal and served in that position when a new high school was founded.
Thanks, Dan. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Camera.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Criminal Investigation Division of the Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a 57-year-old inmate in the women's wing of the county jail. A fellow inmate notified staff that the woman needed medical help, and when an officer responded, she was found to be not breathing. Medical help was summoned, but despite CPR, the woman was pronounced dead in the emergency room of St. Joseph's Hospital. There is no indication of foul play, and an autopsy has been scheduled to determine the cause of death. The Eureka Police Department's POP team conducted an undercover sting in online prostitution and arrested three women. POP officers, assisted by sheriff's deputies, contacted three women via the internet and responded to ads for escorts and in-call services. They arrested one woman at the Arcata Redwood Inn, another at the Arcata Motel, and a third at the intersection of 4th and M Streets in Eureka. Officers obtained information, have identified an individual acting in concert with one or more of the escorts, and investigation into that person's role continues on. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.